At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply.
It is the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe
Giglio. That
was
old school football last night, man.
Well, that was old school football. And this is the Football Guy Hour. We got Jason Avant with us. Hugh Douglas is back. It's been so long since you were a football guy. Doesn't it feel right to be a football guy again, Hugh?
I've always been a football guy.
Well, you denounced defense for so long. We knew we lost you. He's back. And joining us now to complete the Football Guy Hour is our guy, Ross Tucker. The Ross Report on social media, at Ross Tucker NFL. Ross, how are you doing?
I am doing fantastic. As good as you can be on 4 hours sleep. I'm awesome.
Yeah, well, you know what? We are too, because it's certainly better to come off a win than a loss with that kind of night and a long night. Ross, before we get into the particulars of the game, what did you feel watching it? Because sometimes, and we referenced the Thursday night game this past week where it was 10-7. Sometimes 10-7 games stink. It's like, oh, this is awful to watch. I didn't think that last night. I was glued to my TV. I thought that was great football, even though the score much lower than we're typically used to seeing.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. So I was there last night. I called the game with Kevin Harlan for Westwood One on the national radio side. And the way I described it is, you know, obviously it's extremely low scoring. So how much of that was bad offense? How much of that was good defense? I'm going to say it was like two-thirds, maybe three-quarters good defense. And then a quarter or a third bad offense. I didn't think either Hurts nor Jordan Love were particularly sharp. You know, the teams kept having either penalties or mental errors on the offenses that would cost them and they couldn't sustain drives. But I also saw two young, fast, very athletic defenses, guys flying around. I mean, the Packers linebackers, Edgerrin Cooper, Quay Walker, Micah Parsons looks like the Terminator when he's trying to chase these guys down from behind. And then, you know, for the Eagles, obviously, Quinyon Mitchell's just an incredible football player. And I got to tell you, Jalen Phillips, he might have been the best player on the field last night.
Yeah,
he was setting the edge like a you-know-what. And then he was awesome as a rusher as well. You know, I was not sure what he still had in him after those two devastating injuries the last 2 years. Mm. I'm not sure, guys, they win that game last night without him. And if that's the case, the dude might have already been worth the third-round pick. I mean, I think they'd probably give up a third-round pick for a critical win. And I don't know. I mean, maybe they still do, but he made a bunch of plays that certainly helped the Eagles tremendously in that game.
Yeah, he was super impactful, and he played a ton of snaps. I mean, he was out there for like 78% of snaps.
He started the game.
Yeah, and basically never came off the field, which is wild in his first game. Ross, overall, the front seven, that was the best I've seen them play since last year. I mean, Phillips a huge part of it, but I mean, even more Ojomo. I mean, we played the audio earlier, him calling out that final play or one of the final players for the Packers, the 4th-and-1, where he knew it was inside zone. How about the play of the overall front seven? It felt like to me, it reminded me of last year where they got contributions from everybody up front.
Well, yes. But first of all, that is one of the issues with running the ball out of the shotgun like the Eagles do a lot, but especially if you're not going to huddle. There's a very, very, very small menu of runs. So it's fourth and one. The Packers are in the hurry up. They get up on the ball, but Love doesn't get under center for a potential quarterback sneak or a number of different runs. He stays in the gun. I was calling out inside zone left. There are just not that many runs, guys, out of gun with an offset running back. You know, there's other things they can do, but most teams don't. Most of the time, it's just inside zone away from the offset setback. I'm glad Ojomo's smart, but they all should have been saying that. I was saying that, and that was a major issue for the Packers. And I would also say one of the reasons why the Eagles have had more success lately is they're not they're running more runs than just inside zone out of the gun. But you're right. Ojomo was awesome. Jalen Carter batted down a couple of passes. BG made a play already. And I think Jalix Hunt made a few plays. The difference now is that it feels like they can come at you in waves. They did have Campbell on the edge a few times. I'm not sure how much we're going to see that. You know, he gave up a really explosive run because he let the receiver crack down on him. Heath cracked on him when he was the edge defender. That's on Jihad. I'm not sure Jihad is there yet as a run defender that they're going to trust him to continue to give him a lot of snaps off the edge with all these other guys they have right now.
Ross, we spent a lot of time today getting excited about the win, the defense, the old school feel. We also spent time on that last fourth down decision by the Eagles. What did you make of the decision to go for it there, the throw by Hurts deep to AJ in the moment on when you're on the call? And then now that you've had some time and 4 hours of sleep to unpack it, what in the world was that last night?
You know what's interesting about it, Joe? I think your viewpoint of things is changed a little bit if you're not watching the telecast. Like, evidently, it sounds like Aikman was very strong, that he thought they should have punted it. You know, I'm in my own world, right? I got a headset on. I'm with Kevin Harlan. I said, this is a very interesting scenario. There's three options. You can kick the field goal, 53-yarder, go up by six, force the Packers to have to kick, you know, score a touchdown. You can try to punt it, but you're already at the 36-yard line. Maybe you take the delay game, but the Packers can also elect to decline that. You can go for it. You know what I said in the moment? And I'm like so proud of myself. I said, or you could go with a little quick kick here. How amazing would that have been if Hurts
like
dropped back
punt.
2 yards?
Yeah,
Jason Avant said the same thing like 5 minutes ago. You guys were on the exact same page.
That is so funny. Yeah. And did a pooch punt because nobody was back. So here's what I would tell you guys. A couple things. Number one, I want you to think about Nick Sirianni's entire tenure. How many times on Monday or Tuesday has the topic of conversation been a clock management or game management error by Sirianni? Very, very little. The Eagles, first of all, almost every team has a guy that's totally devoted to game management and late game strategy, right? These situations. I know the guy for the Eagles. I know who does it. And I talked to the guys. I talked to him, and I talked to the guys for other teams. This was not a no-brainer. I don't care what Troy said. I like Troy. This was not a no-brainer that you just punt it. If you just punt it, you're conceding that they get it. And by the way, if you punt it in the end zone, it's 16 yards that you get. And how much time do you take off the clock? I was okay with the decision to go for it. I probably would lean towards just having a little quick punt and trying to pin them inside the 20. But I'm okay with their decision to go for it and try to end it. The biggest thing I was talking about after the play, and I'm very curious to hear what Jason has to say, if A.J. Brown comes back for the ball, it's pass interference. But Valentine didn't get his head around at all. I don't understand why A.J. did not come back through Valentine's body to try to make a catch. It would have been an easy pass interference. So here's how I'm looking at it, guys. You throw that ball to A.J. Number one, he can catch it. Number two, you can get pass interference. Number three, if Valentine intercepts it, that's even better. That's great. I mean, that's fine too. Like, oh, every scenario other than an incompletion is good there. So it didn't work out for them. I know it's a big talking point. I can see Bosa. I don't think it's as big a deal, Joe. Like, I saw your rant earlier. You know, what was Sirianni thinking? Like, I get it. I don't think it's as big a deal as you guys do.
Sure. What's the value, though, of the time and clock? Because that's where I was at. Like, I understand your point, and the interception would have been basically a punt, right? That the shot play creates it to where it's interception or incomplete. So that, I get the risk reward
or
there.
Or pass interference or caught.
Yeah, which I agree with you. If he gave a little different effort, maybe he gets that. But to me, like, Ross, you're right. The 20 is the worst case scenario in the punt. You also could pin them at the 10, 9, 8, like, wherever it goes. To me, the 20 versus the 36, that's another play. One play, probably one pass play, and they don't have any timeouts, and the only shot they have is a long field goal. Like, is there value to even, I know 16 yards isn't much typically, but in that case, it felt like a lot to me.
Right, so here's the calculation, okay? And let's just say it is 16 yards. By the way, throwing it deep to AJ, like they did take a few more seconds off the clock. The other thing I thought was interesting, I don't know how much you guys have talked about this, looking at Sirianni's reaction on the sideline, I'm not sure that that ball was supposed to go to AJ. I'm not sure that that's what he wanted to have happen there. I thought I saw a why, and I thought I saw frustration from Nick.
I saw the same thing, Russ.
So I don't know. You know, that also seems to me like one of those where it's like, okay, if it's wide open, throw it. If not, see what else you have, or maybe even tuck it away and run. But just the way you're laying out the scenario, Joe, the calculation is a 0% chance that you end the game, you have the ball, game over, but a 100% chance that the other team does get the ball at the 20-yard line versus whatever percentage chance that the Eagles somehow convert with a catch, pass interference, or even an interception by Valentine at the 3-yard line. Any of those things is a better scenario, but in two of those scenarios, the game is over and the Packers never get a chance. They never get the ball. And I understand the 16 yards is better, but we've seen what the Kansas City Chiefs did to the Buffalo Bills in the playoff game with 13 seconds left. So is 16 yards worth a 0% chance that you can end the game with the ball?
Yeah, it would have been for me, but it wasn't for Sirianni, and it were. I mean, look, they won the game, which is the most important thing. Ross, let's end with this. The game Sunday, which is now, it's going to soon be on our minds. We're still celebrating last night, but the Lions are coming in here, so it's one big game to another. Your first thought on this matchup, and it has a little intrigue now, a different intrigue, because it sounds like Dan Campbell took over play calling on Sunday in Detroit.
He did, and they were much, much more effective than they had been, the couple games prior to that. Lions have a good team. You know, the Commanders are really, really bad. I think the Commanders have lost 4 games in a row by 20 points. So the Commanders are kind of done. So it's hard to put too much stock into that. But you do know that this is the NFC Championship game rematch that the Lions felt like they never got. I do think the Eagles are the better team, but it's a short week. The Lions feel like they've been building up to this a little bit after last week. I said before last week, Joe, I thought the Eagles would probably end up splitting these two games, but if they won them both, man, that would be huge for their number one overall seed hopes. So I think it's going to be very similar. Now, I think there'll be more points than 10-7, but I do think it'll be a field goal game that can go either way. The Eagles feel like they've got a really high percentage of victories in these close games, which is a credit to Jalen Hurts and Nick Sirianni. I always think late in close games, I mean, there's sort of a championship culture thing there too, but a lot of that is on the head coach making the right choices, although none of you guys seem to think he made any of the right ones, and the quarterback making the right decisions late in the game, like Hurts typically does.
It's going to be a fun one. Eagles-Lions Sunday Night Football. Ross, we appreciate you hopping on, and enjoy this week. We'll talk next week.
All right, now I got to listen because I got to hear what Jason says about A.J. Brown not coming back for the ball and drawing the pass interference.
I made that point earlier. We had the same mindset. He should have come back to the ball and drawn the pass interference because it was inside. So if he goes back aggressively, but that was A.J.'s body language most of the game.
All right, let me, you know what I'm going to do? when you guys, when I hang up, I'm going to text Rod Lakin. Maybe it should be the Ross and Jason Avant show.
Well, listen, I mean,
we're the ones coming up with we're the ones saying the right things. Oh, we're sharing God. A brain. We're the ones that know what we're talking about.
But no disrespect, though, Ross, but you're not that entertaining, though, dog. you're not entertaining.
Ross, appreciate it, man. We'll talk next week.
All right, see you guys.
There we go. Ross Tucker there with us, as he is every week on...
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Tuesdays. All right. Well, Jason.
What are you talking about? Talking about taking over.
You got your backup? You're worried here?
Yeah. I
sleep good at night.
Here we go.
All right. Let's get Jason's thought on the game this Sunday, the Lions. We have famous Detroit Douglas in here who's terrified of the Lions. Is he right? Should he be? What do you think of this game Sunday?
Well, it'll be a tough game, but I don't think you should be afraid of the Lions.
Tell
because
him,
the Eagles do a thing that they always play down at times, but if the Lions come out and score 30, the Eagles are going to be in 30 points. Like, so that's just the team that we have. I think they play and matches the other team's energy at times, but I don't think we should be afraid at all. The Lions are struggling with their play calling. They just this past game went over, 25 points. They've been down when it comes to scoring points, so they're not getting their receivers the ball. Jameson Williams have come out being frustrated just like A.J. Brown has.
Yep.
So this is not the same Lions team as last year with Ben Johnson. Also, they have problems defensively. The Lions have problems holding offensives down. So I think we can throw the ball at any time on this team, and I think it's a much different challenge with Carrington Valentine out there, a guy that's going to be hard to throw against, and then the guys like Terrion Arnold and other guys that are playing.
Yeah, they ranked 12th against the pass. They're giving up like 200 and something yards
Detroit?
A game. Yeah,
yeah,
against the pass. And I think they're like, what, 10th? Wrote this down. The 10th against the run.
Yeah, you got all your Lions numbers.
Well, no, I'm saying
they're good.
Because
yeah,
I was doing the comparing and contrast in the defenses.
Yeah.
Packers defense is much better.
Well, it is. And I agree, Jason. It's going to be more of a high-scoring game. What concerns you the most with them? Is it the running game with Gibbs and Montgomery? Or that passing? I mean, look, I know Goff has no ability to move. Like, he's got to be on his spot. But when he's on his spot and he's on time, they throw the ball as well as anybody.
Yeah, explosive plays. So that's the thing that kind of concerns me more, because when you have Gibbs, that's an explosive play waiting to happen.
Home run hitter.
You have your tight end, that's an explosive play ready to happen. Jameson Williams is an explosive play ready to happen. Amon-Ra St. Brown. So you have a bunch of guys that can manufacture explosives, and that's what the Eagles, when they're good, just like last night in the Packers, they can't operate without explosive plays. You saw their offense without Tucker Kraft. That's the intermediate and short game, passing game person for them. And without that long ball, without that explosive play, they're kind of, not the same team. And I think Detroit is similar in that sense. They can run the ball better, but you got to limit their explosives. And I think that's what I'm worried about more than anything.
Yeah, that's kind of like when I look at this game and I look at the way that they run the ball, that is my biggest concern, because you're talking about two running backs that could score. Like, when they touch the rock, they're taking it to the house. So, you look at that. Defense has played better, though. I was surprised yesterday. And then you talk about the short week. with this physical. Mm-hmm. Like that was a physical game last night.
Yeah,
that was physical. So now it's up to coach them and those guys to get those guys ready to go.
It's three straight weeks since N'Kobe Dean has been back that we haven't allowed a 100-yard rusher. So that's saying a lot
about
right?
him.
So
yeah.
About him and his importance to this run defense. So our defense have been, like, we were giving up 100 yards every game yep. until he got back. And so since he's been back, I thought they've limited, you know, the opposing team's run offense.
All right, big picture question, but I can't not think about it as you say that. So N'Kobe Dean is a free agent after this season. He's had injury issues in his career. They have Zach Bond under contract. They just drafted Jahad Campbell in the first round. What do you think about N'Kobe's future here? Because I agree with you. I think he's right now just a better run stopper, and I think he's just, you know, further along in his career than Jahad Campbell. But they invested in Jahad with a first-round pick. They invested in N'Kobe Dean with a contract. Do you think N'Kobe's on this team next year?
Well, I don't know. And I don't know the inner workings of his contract.
Right.
He is now
a free agent after the season.
Is he a complete free agent, or can he be? Can he get tender?
I think they all came in together, right?
No, I think he's a free agent because he was a third round pick. This is his fourth year in the league.
So he's not under the same thing as Jordan.
So the chances that he's back is very low.
Yeah, I agree. It's hard to imagine they pay a second linebacker after just drafting one in the first round.
Yeah, and Jahad Campbell is the future. You know, and he's backing N'Kobe up, and he's probably going to get that opportunity to play because that's how, one of Howie's guys.
I will say this is that I respect the heck out of Vic Fangio for playing the best guy and not letting political games like it would happen in most teams in the NFL allow Jahad Campbell to stay there because he's the first round pick.
Yep.
To the detriment of the team. Not saying that Jahad was, you know, a bad player. It's just that he's not as seasoned as N'Kobe Dean. He will be better than N'Kobe Dean. I believe that. But not at this stage. N'Kobe Dean had to take his lumps. People were calling him a bust. He got his break and began to ascend. So I think the same can happen for Jahad Campbell. Not being called a bust, but he has the potential.
Let's grab a phone call. Zoe in Bluebell wants to chime in on the offense. What's up, Zoe?
Hey, how's it going, gentlemen?
Good,
hey,
Zoe. What's up?
So, listen, I've listened to everybody, and Ross had some great thoughts on that last play of the game. And he almost had me believing that that wasn't a half bad idea throwing that ball up.
Almost had you believe.
Listen, I can't sign off. To me, if you made some better plays leading up to that, and it just goes back to something I've said previously, why are we still not getting Saquon the ball in space? Why are we not throwing screen passes? I mean, these are the number one things that bust, you know, a strong defensive pressure coming. I mean, if they're coming, you just throw it out to the side. I mean, you saw how well he did with the one play, and he didn't have any blockers. I feel like we're missing opportunities when it comes to that, and whether it's Kevin Petullo calling these plays or whether it's Jalen calling these plays or whoever it is, not mix in any of that, you're killing us because – I'm home on the couch, and I know what's coming.
Have done more screens in the last few weeks.
Let's say both the screens that they called this game, they called two.
Yep.
They called one to Saquon. He slipped that he had a lane. That would have been a successful play. And then you had the Devontae one who just barely got.
One guy.
Those two plays would have been successful. So, yes, I agree with you that that's one of those things that they can do more of.
Yeah, but the thing is, why are they not? And even let's go back to the end of the game before you made that fourth down play. If you're going to take a chance, why not take that chance in second down or third down? If you're going to take it anyway, why not do it in a position where it's not predicted? Because my thought is if the other team knows what's coming, it does you no good running that play because they have a better chance of stopping it. If you're going to try to surprise them later in fourth down, why not do that same surprise? And granted, I know we want to keep the clock running, but if we keep a high percentage, like you say, a screen play or whatever, that's my biggest 2 cents in the game. And I feel like it would have taken a lot of stress out of a lot of fans if they just implement a little bit more of that, just a little bit.
Zoe, you're on the right track. And one of the best people when it comes to 4-minute offense, just over his career, has been Sean Payton. And Sean Payton does a good job of calling a controlled passing game. That's what we call it in those situations where you want to throw the ball, but you need the clock to continue to run. You figure out a way to run a tight end behind the line of scrimmage into the flat, or a guy falling down backside, or something that's really, really quick, that's a high percentage catch, those are the plays that you want to go to. And yes, we missed those opportunities, but that's a great thought, and I would agree with that.
Let's end with this, Jason. How big of a deal is the short rest versus normal rest? Like this week, right? The Eagles played Monday night, Lions played Sunday, so they get one extra day for their bodies. Next week, I think we get the opposite, because we're going to play Sunday, Dallas is going to play next Monday, and then it'll flip next week, where the Eagles will be on longer rest. Do we make too big of a deal of that, or do you think it is, after a physical game, it is a lot to play on one day shorter rest than Detroit?
No, I think it's every team has to deal with it.
Right.
I think it's a mental thing. And plus, when you have a short week, you practice less. And I think that's always a benefit to the players. I think the biggest thing that stopped players on Sunday is how much the coaches have been practicing, right?
Okay.
So, especially toward this time of the year.
Yeah.
So when you have one less day of running around, I think that kind of helps you as a team. Coach Reed, when we would have those games where it was a Monday or Thursday, we didn't practice, we always went on a run toward the end of the year because we were fresher because we didn't practice.
He took care of you guys.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, we'll see. We shall see. It's going to be a great one on Sunday. Jason, we appreciate it. We're excited to really get revved up here with your weekly spots with us. Have a good week, and we'll see you here next week.
Thank you, gents.
Love it. There he is. The Lunch Hour with Jason Avant was brought to you by Walnut Street Smiles and Chestnut Dental Studio, part of the Dudat Dental Group, official dentist of the Philadelphia Eagles. All right, your call's coming up in the final hour of the show today. Plus, a couple things from the broadcast we found interesting. Aikman, very critical of Nick Sirianni's decision, and high praise from Jalen Hurts on A.J. Brown, as told by Joe Buck. That's next. It is the Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.